time to bring in Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com. Mike, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Excellent. We're doing well. Saw some complete and utter domination Saturday by the Dogs.
Yeah, I did. I actually watched that on TV. I slipped down here to Tuscaloosa to scout Alabama and write some stuff from down here, but it kind of went like I thought. You know, a couple people said to me when they saw me at the Alabama game, they said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Did you see the score? It's 38-7. They said, "Yeah." I said, "That game's over." I said, "Nobody in Georgia cares about that game anymore. They're going to look at Alabama now." That, let's face it, what Kirby's done keeping these guys focused all year long, when this is the game that everybody has had in the back of their mind. I mean, this is the matchup we all knew was inevitable. This is the game. This is the time. We've all been waiting. And once it was 38-7 and halftime, turn out the lights. That game didn't matter. It was all about what's Alabama going to do. And you know what? For a half of football, Auburn made Alabama look pretty beatable.
Well, it's funny because Bama, for the first part of the year, had just squashed everybody in the first half. And I'm not sure what to make out of that game with the Citadel. But at least for the last 2 weeks, it's been the opposite. They've gotten off to the slow start and really come on strong in the second half. So what was the deal with Bama on Saturday?
Well, you know, we asked Nick about that after the game, and he said he couldn't put his finger on it. But what I think is they're trying to get their run game going. It's almost like any time they want to dial Tua up to go downfield, it's there. But he really wants to get the run game going. He's really concerned about the balance. And, you know, something Kirby said yesterday when he was asked how you beat these guys, you know, he went down the laundry, typical laundry list of not, you know, forcing turnovers, not giving up big plays, make them one-dimensional. And then he caught himself and he goes, "But even if you make them one-dimensional, they can still score." So, you know, to me, that Georgia secondary is going to be key. But I think it's Saban. I think it's Saban telling his coordinator, "Hey, let's get this run game going. Let's pound this a little bit. Let's get these guys in the right mindset." Because I think Nick Saban wonders, you know, if they're going to be able to just rely on the throw against that Georgia secondary.
Talking with Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com.
You know, Mike, Nick Saban was asked about, you know, Georgia's quarterbacks, and he went, you know, into praising Jake Fromm and praising Justin Fields both. And obviously we've seen Justin Fields get integrated more into the offense as the season has progressed. If you had to guess, how much do you think we'll see of Fields on Saturday, or is this one where Georgia's just going to clinch in with Jake Fromm and we might not see Fields all that much?
Well, I think it depends on what's, you know, circumstantial. You know, like Kirby says, I mean, the plan is there's no plan. I mean, you know, let's see how the game goes. You know, let's see what happens. I would think that, you know, Justin's probably going to be really valuable in a red zone or a short yardage package. We know that Georgia's had their struggles there. You know, beyond that, I mean, if you get behind, I don't know that Justin's the guy to bring you back. I mean, with all the things that the Alabama defense can do with their pressures, their fronts, their coverages, I think it's too much for Justin Fields at this stage of his career. I thought we saw that a little bit, you know, in glimpses this year. You know, he's made some mistakes. I mean, he's made some beautiful plays. You certainly see the upside. But down in and down out, like I said, you know, that airplane pilot comparison, you know, give me the guy with the stripes on his sleeves that's been through the storms and, you know, that everybody in the team believes in. And you know, and I think everybody recognizes Justin's talents, but, you know, he hasn't been to war with them yet. He hasn't brought them back from double digits down against Baker Mayfield in a Rose Bowl or responded to the LSU adversity the way Jake has and his incredible third down percentage now since that LSU game. It's just off the charts. So, you know, yeah, Justin in short yardage and situations, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know why anybody would be thinking about wanting Jake Fromm off the football field unless it's a short yardage play.
Speaking of Fromm and his passing against the Alabama defense, especially the secondary, how much of a loss will it be for Alabama to not have Jarrad Maiden for the first half on Saturday?
I mean, that's their sixth. That's the sixth DB. I mean, it's their number six DB. It's their, you know, dime back, I guess. I mean, you could argue every guy's valuable. You never know who's got what to offer. I mean, what if Georgia lost Christopher Smith, right? I mean, you just don't know. I think, you know, Alabama leads the nation in pass efficiency defense. They've had a lot of practice against the pass. Teams have had to come from behind. You know, I really think the whole key is whether or not Georgia can run the ball effectively. If they can run the ball effectively, which easier said than done against that Alabama front, but if they're able to do that, that brings play action into play. It neutralizes some of the pressure maybe. It gives Jake a little bit more of a defense against the blitz, gives his receivers more of a chance if those Bama DBs have to move up a little bit closer to the line. You know, to me, it's twofold. It's, you know, how well can Georgia run the football? Can they create any explosive plays? We saw Auburn have a 75-yard run called back. Conversely, you know, can Georgia take away the Alabama run? The Alabama run game is pretty good, but we know that Georgia's front seven has been susceptible against quality opponents against the run.
Mike, how much more vulnerable, and again, this is, and I'm using that word in air quotes, for a team that is coming off maybe the most impressive regular season in, you know, college football history almost, but how much more vulnerable does Bama seem than they did a month ago, even though they are a two-touchdown favorite in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. You know, the slow starts the last two games makes you wonder a little bit. It really does. And as well, and part of it, too, is how much better George is playing in the last month. I mean, really, since that LSU game, you know, Georgia, to me, is head and shoulders above every other team in the country except Alabama. I think Georgia is probably the second-best team in the country right now. I don't even know what the point of these college football playoff rankings are if they're not going to be able to see something like that. I mean, you know, we had the same conversation a week ago, and about, you know, I asked the playoff committee, why is Michigan ranked ahead of Georgia? Well, because they have the number one defense in the country, they said. You know, listen, you idiots. Can you do more than read a statistical chart? No, you can't, because you're not a coach and you're not a player. You're a bean counter. And, you know, you're a guy that's worked in management and marketing. And what in the world are these people doing deciding who the best college football teams are? I was on a show earlier today, and they said, if you're judging the best dentist in the world, are you having sports writers do it? I mean, it's just crazy to me, and it was insulting to me as somebody that follows football that Michigan was ranked ahead of Georgia. I'm going, why? What have they done other than have the blue and maize in that logo? Oh, well, the committee said, they have quality wins over Michigan State and Northwestern. Northwestern, they lost at home to Akron and Duke. This whole playoff thing is garbage, okay? It's not good. It's political. It's driven. And it is geographically influenced and ultimately comes down to television ratings. And when you put the in the hands of people who can be influenced, who are not experts, but in position of authority, they can be influenced. That's a problem. I want to go back to the BCS numbers, guys. I want to go back where it's transparent. Everybody knows the score up front. Here's what you're evaluated on. Here's what the formulas are. Go schedule. Go play. Don't put it in the hands of some marketing guy who runs a spreadsheet and looks down and says, oh, look, Michigan, they're number one defense. Hey, buddy, look up at the TV. Look at that score. Yeah, see that 62? Forget the yards per game, buddy. You got to know the game. They don't know the game. Mockery.
Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com. The one thing I don't get about you is we never know what side you're on things, Mike. We never know where you stand on things. Now, the BCS.
Well, you know what? You guys are the same way. You know, you get an opinion and you get passionate about it because you know it's true. And this Michigan thing's been driving me nuts all year. I know how it works. I see what happens. I understand how convenient it is to have Michigan in there, Notre Dame. Does anybody really believe that Georgia would not beat Notre Dame right now in a neutral? Is there anybody who really believes Notre Dame is better than Georgia right now? Do you believe? I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I did my poll last night, and I moved Texas A&M with four losses ahead of Washington State with two losses. And I said, you know why I'm doing that? Because they had to play Alabama, and Washington State didn't. Because they had to play Mississippi State, the number one scoring defense in the country, and Washington State didn't. Who do I think would win, right? And if you're going to tell me that the committee can make this leap of faith and put Alabama in the playoffs last year with a without even winning the SEC because, well, you can see they're a better team. Well, then why are you applying that logic then but not now? Why don't you have Georgia ahead of Notre Dame right now? Why don't you have Georgia ahead of Clemson this week, who gave up, what, 35 points to South Carolina? Do I believe Clemson could beat Georgia right now? No. Here's what's going to be interesting. If Georgia wins this game, I think Alabama still goes to the playoff. Or they should. This year they should. I'm not so sure about last year, but you've set a precedent now last year. Last year you said, well, it's not about winning your league championship. It's about being one of the best four teams. Well, guys, I got news for you. Alabama's one of the best four teams. Unless Georgia beats them by four touchdowns, which I don't see happening, you can't convince me that Alabama wouldn't beat Oklahoma or Ohio State.
But, Mike, based on what we've, you know, based on how they've done things, and even last year, if you go back to it, the only reason Alabama got in over Ohio State was because Ohio State had the two losses. This year, you're going to have a scenario. Let's play this out where Georgia beats Alabama. So Georgia's in, Clemson's in, Notre Dame's in. Then you've got 3 1-loss conference champions vying for one spot. Or, I mean, not conference champions, but 2 conference champions if Oklahoma and Ohio State win, and then you have Alabama as 1 loss. I mean, I get what you're saying about best teams, but if they really, you know, are supposed to figure in conference championships, then Alabama, you know, just based on that, should be the team on the out.
Well, they should have been last year, and what everybody forgot last year, because it was convenient logic, was Ohio State had the better wins. Okay, sure, Ohio State had the worst loss. But who beat 3 top 15 teams? Ohio State. How many top 15 teams did Alabama beat in the regular season? None. None. So is it going to be about who has the worst losses, or is it going to be who has the best wins? To me, they cancel each other out, and the tiebreak should have been one team was a conference champion and played an extra game. Now, to your point about this year, if Alabama loses to Georgia, is that a better loss than Oklahoma losing to Texas? Is that a better loss than Ohio State losing to – who did they lose to this year? Was it Iowa?
It was Purdue.
Purdue. I would say that losing to Georgia is a better loss than losing to Purdue or losing to Texas, who, by the way, lost to Maryland.
I totally agree with you because I was – earlier on our show, I was saying that if it came down to Oklahoma and Ohio State, I'd put Oklahoma in just because you compare the resumes and you look at the loss. I mean, the loss to Purdue is way worse than the loss to Texas, which, going on your point, both of them would be worse than a loss to Georgia.
And I kind of default to the last time Oklahoma and Ohio State played as well. Maybe you shouldn't, but it sticks in your mind, just like it did when Auburn didn't make the national championship undefeated because they lost to USC the season before. That's another era, but to me, that's what I would default to. But I think even if Georgia beats Alabama, Alabama gets in. I really do.
All right, so for Georgia to win this game, big underdog, but what do the Dogs have to do?
Well, I mean, you know, the first thing we're going to find out is how good this Georgia secondary is, or how good this Alabama pass game is, because I think Georgia's got the best secondary in the country, especially now that you got Stokes out there playing. I mean, that guy is sticky, and Tyson Campbell's really good. It's not like he's bad. I just think Stokes is amazing. So you've got 3 really, really good corners. You got 2 strong safeties. Tackling is going to be big, obviously. You know, Kirby mentioned that yesterday, yards after the catch. In Alabama, they just run away from people. So that's first things first is strength on strength, and how does that Georgia secondary hold up? The second thing is they've got to make Tua uncomfortable. That doesn't mean they got to sack him, but they got to move the pocket. He does miss on throws. If he gets disrupted, he will miss. And I just don't know if I'm convinced Georgia can get a push. You know, with their pressure really hasn't been that good. I wonder if Kirby will change things up a little bit, start bringing more pressure. Georgia really hasn't done that this year. I'll be interested to see if Kirby picks some spots to bring some heat, bring a blitz package one more than they can block. Not sure. He doesn't like to give up big plays. That's not his nature. So it would be few and far between, I would guess. But if you just do it a few times and get into his head, you know, that could be enough. And then conversely, you know, you just wonder about Georgia and how they run the football against Alabama. You know, I saw Auburn gash him a little bit. I thought that was really encouraging. Swift has been on a roll. I think he's as explosive as any running back in the country. Right now, he wasn't the first half of the season, but lately, DeAndre looks outstanding to me. He's a home run hitter, and I've seen teams gash Alabama. So how well did Georgia block that Alabama front seven? That's another thing. So what do they got to do? They got to run the ball effectively. They can't give up big plays, and I think they need to make some special teams plays. That's an area where Alabama's really susceptible. We saw Georgia make a special teams play last year, and Tyler Simmons was incorrectly ruled offside. So this year they need the refs to give them a break when they make a special teams play.
Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com. You are lit this morning, according to one of our emails, and bringing the heat. Everybody's liking it, so we always enjoy it as well. And we will see you over in Atlanta on Saturday. Ought to be very interesting. Second year in a row. I know the Georgia fans are certainly lit for this one, too. So we appreciate it, Mike.
No doubt. No doubt. They should be. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Mike Griffith from the AJC's DogNation.com.